That morning, as Cole and Peter soaked, a warm silence blanketed the pond. Afterward, they found a second ancestor rock so both could roll their anger down the slope. When they headed back to camp, Cole's face was swollen, and he hugged at his sore ribs with an elbow. "Are you okay?" Peter asked. Cole licked at his numb and swollen lips and grimaced. Still, he smiled. "I'd hate to go through that again." Peter walked without speaking. When they arrived back in camp, Cole broke the silence. Standing beside the totems, he explained to Peter that being invisible was being a part of life's circle and accepting it. "This morning, when we forgave each other, we also forgave ourselves," he said. "We allowed ourselves to become a part of the big circle. That's why we saw the spirit bear."
"What makes you think I forgave you?" Peter said.
Cole pulled off the backpack. "I have something I want to give you," he said. He took out the folded atau. "Garvey gave this to me as a symbol of friendship and to show he trusted me." He handed the atau to Peter. "Now I want you to have it."
"Are you saying you trust me?" Peter asked.
Cole nodded.
"I hope someday you'll trust me."
Peter stared at the atau as he spoke.
"I want to help you carve the blank space on your totem. The space you saved for your dance of anger."
Cole hesitated.
"Okay."
He ran to the cabin and returned with the knives. For the next 2 hours, Cole and Peter carved together. When they finished, Cole hollered for Garvey to come from the cabin and take a look at the nearly perfect circle that now completed the totem. When Garvey joined the boys, he stared down at the log and at what they had carved.
"You carved a perfect circle," he said, a soft smile tugging at his lips. "Why a circle?"
Cole and Peter glanced nervously at each other, neither wanting to speak.
"Could it be because every part of a circle is both a beginning and an end?" Garvey asked. "And everything is one?"
Peter shrugged awkwardly and grinned at Cole.
"A circle is all I could teach him to carve."
Cole smiled and nodded.
"I'm a slow learner, but I'm working on it."
This is Lee Turgeson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Touching Spirit Bear by Ben Michelson. This program was produced and directed by David Rapkin. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Text copyright 2001 by Ben Michelson. Production copyright 2001, Random House Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you, and happy listening.